U.S. greater than from egg hunter to protector, Malaysian battles to save turtles, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz from egg hunter to protector, Malaysian battles to save turtles news. Defense Minister, all returning Malaysians no longer allowed to quarantine at home starting Friday. Watch, PDRM and delivery rider team up to save injured monkey on the highway. The don't care attitude could potentially cause a second COVID-19 wave in Malaysia. People arriving in Malaysia are going out against orders while others are taking their bans off. Singles and parents are eligible for Phase 3 of Gov's BSH payments on the 24th of July, find out if you are too. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. From egg hunter to protector, Malaysian battles to save turtles. Majin Company helps struggling farmers and saves their fresh produce from going to waste. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. People features lifestyle. Tokyo Art Museum has art exhibition without any artwork and visitors are enjoying it. Did you know that there was once a North Korean restaurant in Kuala Lumpur? This Majin A&W outlet is super retro, it even has a jukebox. Syed Sadiq reveals his skincare routine for the flawless skin you see in his close-ups. From bulgogi chicken to mac and cheese, Subway introduced 12 new irresistible ingredients and it's making us drool. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Malaysia's handmade incense craftwork is a declining art and we should preserve it. 8 things you probably didn't know about the Baba Nyanya culture but you should. 10 Malaysian songs that you need to listen to from the early 2000s. There's actually a Syed Sadiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Feeling lonely? This Japanese company offers fake friends just for your Instagram. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent GLAP apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Chup. Crocodile as a pet? Shepherd plays who's most Malaysian. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Aziz Mustafa used to collect turtles' eggs from a Malaysian beach and sell them. But nowadays, he makes a living as a ranger protecting the creatures' nesting sites. His transformation is one success in an uphill struggle to defend the endangered reptiles who swim ashore to the tropical country from the South China Sea to lay their eggs in the sand. Several species, including green turtles, hawksbills and leatherbacks, nest on Malaysia's coasts, where the spectacle of babies hatching and scurrying into the sea has long been a major tourist draw. But their numbers have dwindled dramatically due to worsening maritime pollution, coastal development, and people snatching their eggs, which are a popular local delicacy. Conservationists have, however, been making progress. As well as persuading some people like Aziz to change their ways, Terengganu State, a major nesting site, has announced it will ban the trade in eggs. The turtles and eggs are our national treasure, Aziz, 44, told AFP, after watching a group of the reptiles emerge from the sea and lay eggs on a beach on Radong Island, in Terengganu. I feel I am their godparent and I want to protect them for future generations. It gives me joy to see the huge turtles returning here to nest. The 20-strong group of females came ashore at night, crawling up Sugar Hutang Beach, with Aziz watching alongside several other conservationists. Aziz Mustafa used to collect turtles' eggs from a Malaysian beach and sell them but nowadays, he makes a living as a ranger protecting the creatures' nesting sites. Voracious appetite. They dug holes and laid thousands of eggs, before swimming back into the sea. On the same 350-meter, 1,100-foot beach, one of the busiest nesting sites in Malaysia, baby turtles were hatching and scurrying into the waters. Humans are far from the only threat they face. Monitor lizards eat their eggs, while many are gobbled up by sharks and predatory fish as soon as they make it into the waters. Aziz, from a poor fishing family on the island, remembers how he used to hide in the bushes by the beach and race out to grab the eggs shortly after they were laid, with brawls often breaking out between rival collectors. The eggs were then sold to local traders or eaten, and were a key source of protein in limited diets, although that started to change as incomes increased and different food options became available. At the same time, Aziz realized there were more benefits for the local community in protecting turtle nests than raiding them, as growing numbers of tourists flocked to the island to see the creatures. I realized that if these migratory species are protected, the villagers on Redang would be able to sustain their livelihoods, he said. So he started working for University Malaysia Terengganu's Turtle Research Unit to protect the creatures, earning about $400 approximately. RM1700 a month. He now works with two other rangers and a group of volunteers to safeguard the eggs from poachers and predators like monitor lizards. Villagers on Redang Island now enjoy a stable income from tourism as a growing number of people want to watch the green turtles lay eggs, he said. Several species, including green turtles, hawksbills and leatherbacks, nest on Malaysia's coasts, where the spectacle of babies hatching and scurrying into the sea is a major tourist draw. Centuries-old tradition. Muhammad Uzair Rusli, a biologist working on saving sea turtles at the university, agreed that giving locals a way to earn money from looking after the creatures was the best fashion to safeguard their future. But he warned that without tackling the voracious appetite for eggs, considered an aphrodisiac by many, the creatures faced an uncertain future. Licensed collectors are still allowed to operate in Terengganu, on the northeast coast of peninsular Malaysia, and the sale of most species' eggs remains legal. But state authorities have pledged to ban the trade in all turtle eggs by the end of this year, following sustained pressure from conservation groups. Currently Terengganu only prohibits the trade in eggs of leatherback turtles, after their numbers fell dramatically, but not other species commonly found in the state. However, changing a centuries-old tradition will be tough. On a recent visit, eggs were being sold openly at a busy market in state capital Kuala Terengganu, with buyers paying the equivalent of $12, approximately. RM50 for 10. Trader Nur Jana said business was brisk, and brushed off suggestions that eating the eggs was a threat to turtles. It is impossible turtles will become extinct, said the 32-year-old. I have been eating and selling turtle eggs since I was 12. Source, AFP Relax News. Also read, turtle eggs hatch after person buys and forgets to eat them, but why are they still sold for consumption? Source, AFP Photo Source, AFP Photo Source, The Leader's Online Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service, privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.